ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 वर्स नंबर 5। सिंस इट इज अ प्रोज वर्स जस्ट विल रीड द संस्कृत। यस्यैव हि नागा राजा कुमार्या आशिषा आशशानास चार्व अंग वलय विलसिता विषड विपुला धवल सुभग रुचिर भुज रजत स्तंभेश आगुरु चंदन कुमकुमा पंकानुले पेनवा लिंपमानस तद अभिमार्शनोन मथिता हृदया मकर ध्वजावेश रुचिरा ललिता स्मितस्तद अनुरागमद मुदिता मद विघ्नुर्नितारुण करुणावलोक नयन वदनारविंदम सवृदम किल विलोकयंती। वट वर्ड मीनिंग यस्य ऑफ हुम एवा सर्टनली ही इंडीड नागराज कुमार्या द अनमैरिड प्रिंसेसेस ऑफ द सर्पेंट किंग्स आशिषा ब्लेसिंग्स आशसाना होपिंग फॉर चारु ब्यूटिफुल अंग वलया ऑन द स्फीयर ऑफ दिस हिज बॉडी विलसिता ग्लीमिंग विषड स्पॉटलेस विपुल लॉन्ग धवल व्हाइट सुभग इंडिकेटिंग गुड फॉर्च्यून रुचिरा ब्यूटिफुल भुज ऑन हिज आर्म्स रजत स्तंभेशु लाइक कॉलम्स ऑफ सिल्वर अगुरु ऑफ एलो चंदन ऑफ सैंडलवुड कुमकुम ऑफ सैफ्रन पंक फ्रॉम द पल्प अनुलेपेना विथ एन ऑइंटमेंट अवलिंपमाना स्मियरिंग तत् अभिमर्शन बाय कॉन्टैक्ट विथ हिज लिम्स अनमतिथा एजिटेटेड हृदया इन देयर हार्ट्स मकर ध्वज ऑफ क्यूपिड अवेश ड्यू टू द एंट्रेंस रुचिरा वेरी ब्यूटिफुल ललिता डेलिकेट स्मिता हूज स्माइलिंग तत् ऑफ हिम अनुराग ऑफ अटैचमेंट मद by the intoxication. Mudita, delighted. Mother, due to intoxication, with kindness. Vignur Nita, rolling. Aruna, pink. Karuna, Avaloka, glancing with kindness. Nayana, eyes. Vadana, and face. Aravindam, like lotus flowers. Savridam, with bashfulness. Kila, indeed. Vilokiyanti, Desi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Ananta's arms are attractively long, beautifully decorated with bangles and completely spiritual. They are white and so they appear like silver columns. When the beautiful princesses of the serpent kings, hoping for the Lord's auspicious blessing, smear his arms with aguru pulp, sandalwood pulp and kumkuma, the touch of his limbs awakens lusty desires within them. Understanding their minds, the Lord looks at the princesses with a merciful smile, and they become bashful, realizing that he knows their desires. Then they smile beautifully and look upon the Lord's lotus face, which is beautified by reddish eyes, rolling slightly from intoxication and delighted by love for his devotees. Please repeat after me. Lord Ananta's arms are attractively long, beautifully decorated with bangles and completely spiritual. They are white, and so they appear like silver columns. When the beautiful princesses of the serpent kings, hoping for the Lord's auspicious blessing, smear his arms with aguru pulp, sandalwood pulp, and kumkum, the touch of his limbs awakens lusty desires within them. Understanding their minds, the Lord looks at the princesses with a merciful smile, and they become bashful, realizing that he knows their desires. Then they smile beautifully and look upon the Lord's lotus face, which is beautified by reddish eyes, rolling slightly from intoxication and delighted by love for his devotees. Purport. When males and females touch each other's bodies, their lusty desires naturally awaken. It appears from this verse that there are similar sensations in spiritual bodies. Both Lord Ananta and the women giving him pleasure had spiritual bodies. Thus all sensations originally exist in the spiritual body. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Yataha. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented in this connection that the word Adi means Adi Rasa, the original lusty feeling which is born from the Supreme. However, spiritual lust and material lust are completely different as gold and iron. Only one who is very highly elevated in spiritual realization can understand the lusty feelings exchanged between Radha and Krishna, or between Krishna and the damsels of Raja. Therefore, unless one is very experienced and advanced in spiritual realization, he is forbidden to discuss the lusty feelings of Krishna and the gopis. However, if one is a sincere and pure devotee, the material lust in his heart is completely vanquished as he discusses the lusty feelings between the gopis and Krishna, and he makes quick progress in spiritual life. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधाकांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 5 सो कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम So in this verse, there are two aspects which are addressed. One is Lord Ananta's beauty and the second is his enjoyment of Adirasa, which is the Ras Leela. So we'll try and discuss about both of them. So first of all, it is important to understand who is Lord Balram. So in the Brahma Samhita, Brahma prayers, दीपार चिरेव हिदशंतरमभ्युपेत्य दीपायते विवृत हेतु समान धर्मा यस्ताद्रिगेव हिच विष्णुतया विभाति गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि सो जस्ट लाइक देयर इज वन कैंडल व्हिच इज ऑलरेडी लिट एंड देन देयर इज अनदर कैंडल इफ यू लिट दिस कैंडल विद द वन ऑलरेडी लिट दिस इज कृष्ण एंड दिस इज बलराम दैट इज व्हाट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड सो In the verse, Brahma prays, he says that although Krishna and Balram, they are in different bodies, they are qualitatively same. The only difference between Krishna and Balram is that Krishna is black and Balram is white. Further, in the next verse, in the Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned, यहकारणार नवजले भजति स्म योगा निद्रम अनंत जगदंड सरोम कूपा आधार शक्ति परलम्य परम स्वमूर्तिम गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि सो दिस इज लॉर्ड अनंता व्हाट इज ही डूइंग ही इज होल्डिंग द वेट ऑफ द एंटायर यूनिवर्स ऑन हिज हेड्स द सेम अनंता इज बलराम द सेम अनंता द सेम बलराम इज नित्यानंदा सो इन द चैतन्य चरितामृत There are, in the Adi Leela, there are three verses which beautifully describe who Lord Balram is. Seta Ananta Shesha Bhakta Avatara Ishwarera Seva Vina Nahi Jane Hara Sahastra Vadane Kare Krishna Gunagana Nirvadi Gunagana Ananta Nahi Pana Sanakadi Bhagavata Suneyandra Mukhe Bhagvanera Gunakahe Bhase Prema Sukhe छत्रपदुका सया उपदन वसन अरमावस यज्ञ सूत्र सिंहासन एता मूर्ति भेद करी कृष्ण सेवा करे कृष्ण रशेष तपय शेष नाम धरे सो दिस कम्स इन द आदि लीला एंड हियर इट इज ब्यूटिफुली डिस्क्राइब दैट दिस अनंत शेषा इज द अवतार डिवोटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ही नोज नथिंग बट द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा विद हिज थाउजेंड माउथ्स ही इज कंटिन्यूअसली सिंगिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा And he continuously keeps on doing. He does not find an end to the qualities of the Lord. The four Kumaras, they hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of Lord Ananta. And then they recite it to others. Ananta Shesha serves Lord Krishna by assuming the forms of the Lord's umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, chair, residence, sacred thread and throne. He is thus called Lord Shesha, as he is the last manifested form of Krishna to serve him. He takes various forms for the service of Krishna. So, when Krishna wants to be served, he first expands himself as Ananta, that is Shri Baladeva. Now, this Baladeva, he takes five other forms to serve Krishna. And the Purusha Avataras, as we know, Karno Dakshai Vishnu, Shiro Dakshai Vishnu, Garbo Dakshai Vishnu, they are nothing but expansions of Balram. So these three plus Anant Shesh, Shesh Nag, you know, on whom the universe is, are, you know, the whole, the entire weight of the universes are being supported on Lord Ananta's head. So that Shesha and Mahashankarshan. So these five are the forms of Lord Balram. Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki Gaur Nithaya ki jai. So in so many ways, Lord Ananta is serving Krishna. And he is continuously tasting transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. The same Balram is Lord Nityananda, who is the companion of Lord Gaura Sundar. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Krishna performs his own service as Balram. Therefore, Sri Baladev is the original spiritual master. He is the Adi Guru. He is the Jagat Guru. He is the spiritual master of the entire universe. And Gurudev is non-different from Nityananda and Balram. So Balram is Adi Guru. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says the difference between Balram and Gurudev is Balram is Vishnu Tattva and Gurudev is Shakti Tattva. So Tulsi can be offered to Balram. It cannot be offered to Gurudev. Now Balram, he performs various pastimes with Krishna, assists him in his pastimes in Vrindavan. For example, he kills Dhenukasur. He kills Pralambasur. So once what happened is, when Krishna and all the cowherd boys, they were playing, so there were some fruits in Talavan, which were very nectarian. And their smell attracted the cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys requested Krishna and Balram, please fetch us those fruits. So Krishna, you know, he will always want to satisfy the desires of his devotees. So he and Balram went off in Talavan. Now Talavan was protected by Dhenukasur, the ass demon. Dhenukasur was very dangerous. People were very afraid of him. And Balram, to protect Krishna, he in order to satisfy Krishna, he first went inside, began shaking the trees, and all the fruits started falling. And there were loud thuds which were happening. You know, there were loud thuds which could be heard. And hearing the noise, Dhenukasur became alerted. He understood that there are some trespassers. And immediately Dhenukasur, he charged towards Balram. And he banged against Balram and threw him off. And Balram got really angry. And the second time when Dhenukasur came towards Balram, Balram took his hind legs, swirled him around and threw him on top of the tree. And there landed Dhenukasur. While Balram was swirling him around, Dhenukasur lost his life at that time only. And seeing this, what happened, all the other ass demon friends of Dhenukasur, they all started charging against Balram. They all started charging towards Balram. And Balram, all of them, one by one, Krishna and Balram, all of them, they took all of them by their feet, swirled them around and put them on different trees. So this is how Balram kills Dhenukasur. There is another pastime, Balram killing Pralambasur. So once upon a time, Krishna and all his cowherd boyfriends, they were all playing. And they divided into two teams, Krishna's team and Balram's team. So they were playing a game and they had decided whichever team would win, they would have to carry the people of the other team on their shoulders. So it so happened Balram's team won. And so all the Krishna and all his sakhas, they had to carry Balram and the other gopas. So Pralambasur, he was in disguise of a cowherd boy. Krishna understood, but he didn't do anything. And it so happened that Balram had to be carried by Pralambasur. And Pralambasur was carrying Balram and he was running fast. And he really ran fast and went way ahead. And Balram, you know, he's Ananta. He's holding the weight of all the universes. So his weight is so heavy. So Pralambasur was not able to bear Balram's weight. And Pralambasur thought, it's becoming too heavy. And then Pralambasur, he regained his original form as the demon. He expanded in size. And Balram understood that this fellow has to be taught a lesson. So he took his hand and very heavily beat Pralambasur and broke his head and thereby killed him. So when all the cowherd friends, all the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna and Balram, when they saw how Balram has protected them, so they all were very happy. And they all embraced Balram. So this is Balram. He's you know, an associate of Krishna in his pastimes. So in this verse, Sri Prabhupada mentions about Adiras, which is the topmost spiritual love in the spiritual sky, and which is the most, in the material world, it is widely misunderstood. So Adirasa is basically nothing but Krishna's Ras Leela. Balram also has a Ras Leela, which we'll discuss later. But about some misconceptions about Ras Leela. Because people think that, you know, Ras Leela is mundane. Whenever they see a boy with many girls, the only thing that comes in ordinary people's mind is that this is a mundane love affair. You know, I remember once I was reading Krishna book a long time back, and my uncle, he was there nearby, when he saw that I was reading Krishna book, so he had the same expression that people always do when a person is becoming a new devotee. He was saying, why are you reading this? Ye umar hai kya, ye sab padhne ki? And then he took the book and he was seeing, and then he saw and he said, if you are reading this to enjoy Ras Leela, then it's okay, then you read. So that is the condition. That is what people think, that Ras Leela is something mundane. In our movies and in the media, it is so badly portrayed. You know, there was a recent movie song in which they said, you know, if Krishna does it, then it is Ras Leela. If I do it, then mera character dheela. You know, they say like that. So it is very wrongly portrayed, Ras Leela. And even professional reciters of the Bhagavatam, they directly jump to 10th canto without going through the series from 1 to 9. They directly jump to 10th canto, Ras Leela. Srila Prabhupada mentions the reason why we are supposed to go systematically from 1 to 9 is so that we can understand the greatness of the Lord. When we understand how great the Lord is and that how supreme He is, then we can come to a position to understand Ras Leela, not jump directly. So even Maharaj Parikshit asks this question to Sukhdev Goswami, that how come and why did Krishna did such a controversial activity? Why did he perform Ras Leela such that the future generations to come would always be in doubt and suspicion as to what, why Krishna is doing like this? So even Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukhdev Goswami that why did Krishna perform Ras Leela? To which Sukhdev Goswami starts with the understanding, giving the understanding to Parikshit that who actually is the enjoyer. We understand in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunjate Prakriti Jan Gunan. Krishna says that I am the enjoyer and all the living entities are Prakriti. They are to be enjoyed. We are not the enjoyer. Lord is the supreme Purusha. He is the enjoyer. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed giving father of all living entities. In the Isha Upanishad first verse, he says, Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything animate or inanimate belongs to the supreme Lord. Everything is his property. Just like in a company, they have parking space allotted. They have a particular parking space where the CEO of the company goes and parks his car. Then there is a particular space for the marketing manager. There is a space for the office superintendent. So everybody has their particular parking space. But the owner of the company can come and park in any place which he wants. Right? Because that is his company. He is supremely independent. He can choose. He is not bound by anything. Similarly, this entire world is created by Krishna. And he is supremely independent to enjoy anyone the way he wants to. In fact, all the actions of Krishna are for the benefit of the living entities. Krishna is apapa buddham. No pap can ever affect him. You know, one might think that Krishna is enjoying with so many girls. But actually there is no pap that affects him. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, namam karman limpanti. He says, karma does not affect me. I am above karma. So, you know, it is wonderfully elaborated through the pastime of Kubja in Krishna Leela, Kubja, also known as Trivikra. She was in Mathura, and when Krishna and Balram, they were walking on the streets of Mathura, they appeared a beautiful sight. Because Krishna with his bluish-black complexion like a monsoon cloud, and Balram is compared to the moon. So when the moon and the cloud coming together, they appeared a beautiful sight. So on seeing them, Kubja, who was bent in three places, therefore she was called Trivikra. She was bent on the waist and on the on the neck, she was bent, and chest. So three ways she was bent. So when she saw Krishna, she was very attracted to him. And Kubja performed the service of ointments and chandan, and applying chandan for Kamsa. So when Krishna saw Kubja, he told her, "Oh beautiful, tall one." That was mockery. He was just joking with her because she was not tall. Although he was about to make her. So what happened? And Krishna told her, "Why don't you apply some ointments on me?" So Kubja said, "Yes, yes, surely." And Kubja performed the service of applying chandan and ointments on Krishna. And Krishna became pleased with her service. So what did he do? He put his foot on her feet and took the first finger of both the hands and put her under her cheek and then straightened her. And she became tall, she became straight, and she became very beautiful. So such a miracle Krishna performed. And Kubja, she became very attracted towards Krishna and told Krishna, "I want to enjoy with you. You come with me in my house right now." So Krishna was there with Balram, with all the cowherd men, all the Vrajvasis were there, all those who had accompanied Krishna to Mathura. So Krishna laughingly said, "Yeah, yeah, surely. When I will finish my business with Kamsa, I will come." So then Krishna, after killing Kamsa, he actually goes to Kubja's house. And Kubja is nicely decorated so that she can enjoy with Krishna. And generally what happens is devotees, they are very anxious to know what happened next. Because even Krishna, is he trying to also enjoy? Srila Prabhupada said that if someone thinks that Krishna is in this case is also trying to enjoy like an ordinary person, then that mentality has to be corrected. So what happened is, Krishna gave her a chance, and Krishna put his foot on Kubja's chest, and all Kubja's lust got evaporated. It turned into love, and she became a pure devotee of the Lord. So this is how the Lord converted the lust into love. So Srila Prabhupada says that when a person is lusty, the mentality has to be corrected. If he sees Krishna and the gopis and he thinks this is normal, mundane love, a mundane lust, it is between boy and girl, then that mentality has to be corrected. Because in the material world, any relation which is existing between any boy and girl, that is lust. It is not love. Now, what is the difference between lust and love? Lust means to exploit. I want to serve myself, and for that, I will use everybody. This is called lust. Love means to serve. This explanation is given by Shri Sukhdev Goswami. He says, love means to serve. The moment I say I want to serve, this is love. If I want to enjoy something for my own benefit, when I talk about puja, lab and pratishtha for my own self, this is lust. So it is the exploitative mentality which is lust. So this is what exists in the material world. When ordinary people, when karmis especially, when they compare mundane boy-girl affairs to Krishna, it's actually not true. That is the cheapest form of comparison that they could ever make, not understanding what it really is. Because lust is what is prevalent in the material world. Actually, in the material world, all of us are trying to create our own Ras Leela. And in our own life is the Ras Arena. We try and see that everybody is trying to enjoy everybody is meant for our enjoyment. So we try and enjoy everybody. But actually we forget that actual Purusha is one, that is Krishna. That we forget. And Krishna, the living entity desires like this. And Krishna is seated as Paramatma within the heart. And he is silently observing and smiling. Oh, this person is forgetting his Purusha. Okay, let him enjoy. Lage raho. This is what Krishna says. So, therefore he sends Bhagavad Gita, he sends Srimad Bhagavatam, by which we can understand who he truly is. He is the original enjoyer. Once it happened that in Paris, you know, a very old man, he was carrying big bundles of money and he was going towards, you know, where the, you know, towards like a brothel, towards where the women dance. You know, they have these dance, you know, like we have dance bars, they also have, so in which naked women dance. So Srila Prabhupada saw an old man, you know, walking towards there, you know, with big bundles of money. And actually in his eyes there were tears, tears of compassion. And he said, just look, this old man, he cannot enjoy with his body. Because the body is almost, he's one foot in the grave. But still, the desire to enjoy, the lust is so strong that, you know, he will pay money just to see naked women dance. He will try to enjoy with the eyes. So this is the nature of lust. In the material world, you know, everybody is trying to exploit each other. You know, they say, love at first sight and divorce at first fight. So, you know, there is, because it's based on lust. So, you know, till the time one is able to satisfy the other person, then okay, you're friends with me. Then when one is not able to satisfy, then out. So that is what is there in the material world. Actually, you know, people say that, okay, Krishna did it. So why can't we do it? So then the thing comes of imitation. But that's the point. We cannot imitate the Lord. People say Lord Shiva ate, he smokes ganja, you know. He takes ganja. So we will also take. But then he takes poison also. So why don't you take that first? But for that, nobody will agree. Similarly, Krishna, he is doing Ras Lila. So why can't we enjoy? But then, before that, he is lifting Govardhan also. So the Lord and his activities are not to be imitated. So this Ras Lila pastime of the Lord, it comes in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore one has to slowly and gradually come to that level of understanding. And one understanding is that the Lord is so merciful to his devotees, he loves to reciprocate with his devotees. Just like he reciprocates with Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda wants to enjoy with Krishna as her son. So if somebody tells Mother Yashoda that your son is God, you know, she will laugh it out. Oh, Krishna is my Lala. So it so happens that in the Damodar Lila, when Krishna is bound by the motor and the two Yamala Arjuna trees, you know, are uprooted by him and he delivers Nalakuvera and Manigriva, at that time Mother Yashoda actually thinks that somehow some calamity struck and Krishna was saved. God saved Krishna. She thinks like that. And Krishna allows her to think in that way. So that is Vatsalya Ras. So Mother Yashoda, Nand Maharaj, they are in Vatsalya Ras. So they are loving and having a relationship with Krishna in Vatsalya Ras. Similarly then there is Sakya Ras. Sudama, Madhumangal, Shridam, they are all friends of Krishna. They are enjoying with Krishna. If somebody tells your friend Krishna is God, they will laugh it off, saying, Krishna is one of us, what God? You know, when they are, you know, Krishna has beautiful pastimes with the Sakhas also. They all sit together. And then, you know, all of them show that, you see, Krishna, what my mother cooked for you. See, my mother got samosa and my mother got gulab jamun for you. And then, you know, Krishna says, oh, my mother Yashoda, she doesn't know how to cook. And then that increases the pleasure of the Sakhas and they give Krishna what their mother has packed in the tiffin. And then Krishna also, you know, he takes some food and he just waits. And the Sakhas, they grab the bite from Krishna because they also want to take Mahaprasad. So, you know, they just grab it and eat it. So Krishna enjoys these wonderful pastimes in Sakya Ras. He accepts service even from Hanuman and Jatayu, who are animals. So he is accepting service in Dasya Ras also. They are in the mood of servitude. So he is accepting their service also. And he is also accepting the service of the gopis, who are in Madhurya Ras. So the gopis, as it is mentioned, You know, they were great sages in the previous lives. In Ram Leela, it so happens that great sages, they met Lord Ramchandra and they expressed their desire to associate with him. And Lord Ram says, in my next incarnation, when I come as Purna Purushottam Krishna, that time you'll take birth as gopis and you can enjoy with me. So the problem which is there in us is because we see duality. We see everything as male and female. Krishna doesn't see like that. Because Krishna sees everyone on the spiritual platform. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, unless and until one is highly elevated, one is greatly spiritually realized, he cannot really understand Ras Leela. It is only for those who are advanced in spiritual understanding. So, if one tries and understands it prematurely, then he will just misunderstand, misinterpret. Because one has to be on the level of Brahma Bhuta to understand it. You know, Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu, seeing everything on an equal level, seeing everyone on an equal level. So because we see everything as, you know, male and female and distinct, we see dual, so we are not able to actually understand the Lord's relationship with the gopis. Because we distinguish. And unless and until this Ras Leela was a great subject matter, why would a brahmachari like Sukhdev Goswami talk about it in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, when the Bhagavatam is just about to end, when Parikshit is just going to leave? Why would he talk about some mundane love affair at the end, unless and until it was something really great? Sukhdev Goswami, as we know, he was 16 years old. Till that time he was in the womb, and as soon as he came out, you know, he immediately ran. He understood this material life, there's no point, you know, finish off, and immediately started running. And his father Vyasdev, he ran after him, trying to call him back. And the same Sukhdev Goswami, why would he talk something if it were only mundane? So this Ras Leela is a very high spiritual subject matter. And as we see in the verse, that the serpent maidens are attracted by Lord Balram. So, Lord Balram also enjoys Ras Leela. Although, his set of gopis are different from Krishna's set. Balram has a different set of gopis. Our acharyas say that Balram's gopis were those which could not take part when Krishna had his Ras Leela. So, Balram does not take part in the Sharad Purnima Ras Leela of Krishna. He takes part, you know, as it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, there is a chapter when Lord Balram comes to Vrindavan. So the chapter is Lord Balram visits Vrindavan. So what happens is that once Lord Balram develops a desire to go to Vrindavan when he was at Dwarka. So Krishna tells him some confidential messages for the gopis and then sends Lord Balram off. So when Balram reaches Vrindavan, he meets and he sees all the Brajvasis. They all come to receive him. And on seeing Balram after so many years, tears flow from their eyes incessantly. And when Nand Maharaj and Yashoda Maya, you know, when they see Balram, they are overcome with Vatsalya Bhav, and they take Balram on their lap and they are crying and they are asking Balram, so how are you doing? How is Krishna? Does Krishna remember us? Will he come back? And Balram, he pacifies everyone. He meets all the Brajvasis one after the other. Those who are senior, he gives them respect. Those who are junior, he embraces them. And then finally, he meets the gopis, Krishna's gopis, Radharani and team. So when the gopis are, when Balram is surrounded by the gopis are asking Balram, so how is Krishna doing? Does he ever remember us? Krishna promised us that he will return back, but he didn't come. How did these city girls fall prey to Krishna? How did they believe in his words? And how did they marry him? Then the gopis themselves reply that it is because he is so beautiful. They must be attracted to his beauty. And they also must have become fooled like us. And then the gopis ask Balram, so what does Krishna remember us? What does he have to say to us? And then Balram, he starts speaking the message of Krishna to the gopis. Krishna has some confidential messages. So, you know, to some gopis he instructs about the philosophy, he asks about their welfare, and even in the purport it is mentioned it is confidential. So it is completely confidential. So some confidential messages Balram tells the gopis. And you know, the gopis are really happy after that. And out of separation they start crying. So Balram, here we see he's playing the perfect servant of Krishna by, you know, just being the message carrier. He has no intention of enjoying with Krishna's gopis or anything. He is treating them with due respect. And then after this pastime, Balram goes on the bank of the Yamuna. And then, you know, he drinks Varuni. You know, he drinks this beverage called Varuni, and therefore he's intoxicated. So after that he calls upon Yamuna. And Yamuna Devi thinks that Balram is intoxicated, so I won't Balram is not serious, so she doesn't come. And Balram becomes so angry, he threatens her. He threatens her to divide her into many branches. And then he takes his plow and actually hits the land. And in the verse itself, in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that there is still a place where the Yamuna is divided into many branches. It is that same place where Balram threatened Yamuna. And then finally Yamuna Devi has to come. And then Balram, as the description is there, Balram along with his set of gopis jumps into the Yamuna. And he enjoys there many pastimes. So this is Lord Balram. He is also the enjoyer. So he can enjoy. He is also the Purusha. But it is also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arasabha Britta. Only Purusha is one, Krishna. Everybody else is inferior. Then how come Balram is also enjoying, you know? Although it's understood he is the first expansion, he is the first plenary portion, Sri Baladeva, first plenary portion of Krishna. He is the Swayam Prakasha. So Krishna actually, you know, his first expansion is Balram. That Swayam Prakasha. Swayam Prakasha, Swayam Rupa of Krishna is divided into two. It is called Vaibhav Prakasha and Prabha. It's called Vaibhav Prakasha. So this Balram is Vaibhav Prakasha. So how come Balram is also enjoying? So our acharyas say that actually even sometimes Krishna, when he sees his devotee enjoying, he also feels pleasure. Just like a father, when he sees his son enjoying, you know, he sees the small children, if they are enjoying, then he also feels pleasure. Oh, nice, they are enjoying. So our acharyas say that this is how even Krishna feels when he sees Balram enjoying. So that is Lord Balram. He is the same Anantadev. He is the same Nityananda. So even he enjoys in this way. So this is about Lord Balram. So actually, there is one prayer which is there in the Garga Samhita, and it mentions that the only way in which we can please Lord Ananta, who is Krishna's first expansion, who is the first servant of Krishna, is by rendering devotional service unto him. So it is because only by Lord Ananta's and Baldev's mercy that one can actually approach Krishna and be engaged in his service. So in this way, it is mentioned about the glories of Lord Ananta. So we end the class here. If anybody has any comments or questions, then please mention.
Lord Ananta keeps on his hood only the Patala or each and every planet of 14 loka.
Yeah, so it is mentioned that as it is mentioned in the Brahma Samhita, Adhara Shakti Paralamya Param Samurtim. Yah Karanar Navajale Bhajatisma Yoga Nidra Mananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupa. So it is mentioned that below Patal Loka, Lord Ananta is there, and Lord Ananta is holding all the universes on his head, and the weight of the universes is compared to mustard seeds. So Rai Ka Dana. So that is the burden that Ananta feels. So actually it is not a burden at all for him. And it is mentioned that what Lord Ananta is doing there is that he is constantly chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord. As it is mentioned, he is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam also, and the four Kumaras are hearing from him. So like that he is just continuously praying and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, and he is not yet ended. So that is his eternal activity. So it is the same Balram who expands as Ananta Shesha also. Lord Balram also expands as Vishnu's bed. So that is also Ananta Shesh. So that is Lord Balram again.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
As said in purports, that Lord Balram and Krishna, they are the same. But why couldn't the gopis perceive the same Balram as Krishna himself when Lord Balram came there?
So, as it is mentioned that Krishna is Purusha, he is the Supreme. And actually Lord Balram, he is his first expansion and he is the first servant. So, when Krishna wants to serve himself, so that time he expands as Balram. So, it is this same Balram who expands himself into 10 items. He expands himself into 10 items for Krishna. So, he expands himself as the Lord's umbrella, his slippers, his bedding, his pillow, his garments, his chair, his residence, his sacred thread and his throne. So, Balram himself expands into this. Now, even in Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham is also Balram. He expands himself, you know, as Vrindavan Dham. And it is mentioned, our Acharya say that Nandgaon to Barsana is a long way. But, you know, by the mercy of Balram, you know, the Dham contracts and expands according to Krishna's will. You know, so Balram understands what Krishna wants. So, although it is a long distance, so Balram makes it short. So Balram's position is to serve Krishna, and Balram's the relation with Krishna's gopis is not one of enjoyment. In fact, Balram deals very respectfully with Krishna's set of gopis, and as it is mentioned in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Lord Balram meets the gopis of Vrindavan, of Krishna, and there he is dealing very respectfully towards them. And so it is a mood. And as it is mentioned that, you know, one senior devotee was just mentioning that when Balram used to see Radharani, so, you know, they used to just change the path. So that was the relation which was there. So therefore it's completely independent. So Balram is also the servant. That's it. Okay, any other questions?
Thank you very much for your wonderful class. In the beginning, you are describing about Gurudev and the Balram. Uh-huh. Both are, in sense, one and different, in a sense, because yeah. Gurudev is Shakti Tattva, you said, and
Balram
is Vishnu Tattva.
Yes.
So that Shakti Tattva I couldn't understand properly, yeah. If you can.
So, as far as what I've read from the Acharyas, they say that Gurudev is empowered by Lord Balrama's potency. So therefore, he is Shakti Tattva. So Balram is Adi Guru. So when Krishna wants to guide the living entities back to him, he expands himself as Balram. So therefore, Balram is Adi Guru, who guides all the living entities back to Krishna. So that is Guru. And the Gurudev, when we say he's a representative of Krishna, he's a representative of Lord Nityananda, a representative of Balram, in the sense that he's empowered by Balram. So it's Shakti. He's given the empowerment. So therefore he's Shakti Tattva. So our acharyas say one wonderful thing, that you know, the Tulsi which is offered can be offered to Vishnu Tattva only. Cannot be offered to Gurudev, who is Shakti Tattva. So in that sense. So Gurudev is empowered.
Hare Krishna. Jaise Balaram ji, agar Shakti, Balaram ji bahut shaktiman hai, wo kaise phir Balaram ji aur jab Jamuna, Bhagavan Shri Krishna ke patrani hai, Yamuna Maharani. Atab Bhagavan Balaram ji Jamuna ko bole the na, ki ek idhar aao, maine baat kaise, wo dher shuru bol, kya bolte usko? Haan? जेठ होता तो फिर ये कहता है भगवान बलराम जी धमकी दे आएगा नहीं तो तुमको हम ये करेंगे, उसके बारे में थोड़ा बताएंगे.
सो आई रेड अबाउट दिस इन वन आचार्य, दे स्टेट दैट एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट कालिंदी, इट इज नॉट यमुना, इट इज नॉट द सेम यमुना हु इज कृष्णाज वाइफ, बिकॉज दिस कैन नेवर हैपन इन दैट सेंस. सो आर आचार्य से दे यूज अ पर्टिक्युलर टर्म विच आई एम फॉरगेटिंग, बट आर आचार्य से दैट इट इज नॉट यमुना, इट इज समबडी एल्स. So like that. In fact, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that she comes and offers Balram ornaments, and then you know our Acharya Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is saying that actually it is Lakshmi Devi who comes and offers Balram ornaments and clothes. So Acharyas, you have to refer to Acharyas what they say. So it is not actually Yamuna from what I've read.
Hare Krishna. His comment. There is a sutra that says na atma labhya balena, without the force you cannot deliver your soul. So this Prabhupada was giving class, he said this force, this Ramakrishna people, they think without the strength, so they started eating goats and this chicken, but this force is describing of the Balram tattva. So unless and until you are not favorable by Balram, you cannot take the favor of Lord Krishna. In that sense, and it was past times where Kaliya Daman was there. So that time also, when Balram, he killed Dhenukasur. So that time, Acharya said that the birthday of Lord Balram, and Krishna made the jokes in front of Rohini. That says my brother, elder brother, he killed once, because this was the first killing of Balram. Because previously Putana and Agasur, Bakasur was killed by Krishna only. But this was the first killing by Balram. So Balram wanted to show his strength. So then Krishna jokes, see, Balram showed his strength by killing donkey. So Balram got so much agitated. He said, mother, see how he's torturing me, that I have killed first. But who I first killed? The donkey. So I am not going to be with him today. So actually Krishna intensely joked this, so that because he wanted to perform pastime with Kaliya, and but when Balram with him, he cannot perform that pastimes. So in that way Krishna also jokes with Balram, and Balram's duty was to protect Krishna from all these demons, so he was doing. Thank you very much, very wonderfully you explained about Balram Tattva. So one
last thing about Ras Leela. So Srila Prabhupada once in a foreign country, some devotees were talking about they were asking Srila Prabhupada, please explain to us about Ras Leela, we want to hear Ras Leela from you. So Prabhupada told them, you are not qualified. So then they again asked, but we want to hear Prabhupada, we want to hear Ras Leela. So Prabhupada again said, you are not qualified. So then they asked Prabhupada, no Prabhupada, we are qualified, please tell us Ras Leela. So Prabhupada said, you might be qualified, but I am not qualified to speak. Okay, we end here. Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.